You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the government's recent changes on the laws on gender pay equity have received significant backlash from unions, particularly the Public Service Association. I spoke to the union's Kai Hotu, Janice Pānoho, about these changes and how they affect Māori and Pacifica women, and what steps need to be taken moving forward. As we know, the government's recent law changes have been criticised for being detrimental towards female-dominated industries such as nursing and caregiver roles. How does it affect Māori and Pacifica women specifically?
In terms of lower-pay positions, this is going to have a real detrimental effect, as it is already. In terms of pay equity, we've been working together with the Public Service Commission, Te Kaua Matahō, to address the ethnic gender pay gap since 2021 to 2024. And so all that work that we've achieved in terms of ensuring that women are paid fairly and that what we achieved in terms of the working group, which is Te Whakapiri, made up of agency representatives along with the unions, is that we've got a 4.8% Māori pay gap now, where it was about 12.8% back in 2018. So we've really worked hard to actually address these inequities across the public service and also in Crown agencies.
What steps can the government or opposition take to address the pay inequity among Māori and Pacifica women as opposed to their white or male counterparts?
Well, addressing pay equity for a start, and the fact that they've decided to withdraw in terms of the existing pay claims. I think there's about 33 pay claims that they have decided to scrap, I should say. And so that's really, that is devastating for our members in terms of, and especially for Māori and Pacifica. They are feeling that they're feeling so aggrieved in terms of how do we address this? And I think there's the lack of consultation. And some of the Minister Nicola Willis, her comments around costs were exploding and that people will have to reapply if they feel that they need to submit their applications, those that have already submitted and been waiting for three years will have to submit their applications. But the criteria is quite strict and it's limited. And I don't know if you've been able to, I haven't got a copy of that yet in terms of the government's government's paper in terms of the review of the pay equity and what they're proposing.
How does the Public Service Association and other unions, how do they plan to advocate for this issue?
We've been putting out press releases. We've had protests around the country. I think last week and in the weekend, I think you saw in terms of people protesting down in Queen Street and, as I said, around the Motu, outside the Minister Brooke Van Dalen, her office. They were protesting. So I think that will continue. I think most people are saying that this is really, in terms of the government's decision to go ahead with this, making the decision shows that the coalition government's priorities, it's not about lunches in school, or smoke-free generation, or properly funding our health system. It's about giving mega landlords a tax break of $464 million between them. So we are really concerned about what their priorities are. So so they've done this under urgency in terms of past this. There's been no consultation. They've just fast-tracked it, the new law to dismantle New Zealand's current pay equity system. And extinguishing in terms of 33 ongoing claims without any select committee review, which is really disappointing.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think this is going to have a real impact on our future generations in terms of our the things that we've fought. Like, this is not just, this is 100 years in the making in terms of what we've been able, women have been able to achieve, from the first woman that walked across the floor and it was Mere Te Tai Mangakahia back in 1893, I think, and saying that women should have the right to vote. If you go way back, and all the work and progress that we have made over the decades to actually achieve in terms of pay equity, and this is about fairness for women, and we're not getting a good... At the moment, we feel like we're going back 100 years with the decision of this government. So, yeah, we're really, really, really disappointed. Sorry. The changes will worsen pay gaps and it'll entrench intergenerational poverty, particularly for those in already underpaid sectors. So the PSA highlights the contradictions in dismantling protections while claiming commitment to equity under our Kia Toiputo plan, which was a government plan. And so... and of course, progress achieved through efforts like I said, Te Whakapiri, where Māori pay gaps dropped to 4.8% and senior leadership representation rose to 17.1%, is now under threat. So the PSA stands with affected workers to call on the public and allies to unite against the discriminatory legislation and uphold the rights of women to be paid fairly through pay equity.
That was Janice Pānoho from the Public Service Association on the pay equity law changes and its effects on Māori and Pacifica women.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.